else. Think about what he said there. You're supposed to do good. You're not supposed to do evil. You're supposed to do good things. You're supposed to be rich in good works. That means you're supposed to do lots of good works for people. You're supposed to help them. You're supposed to meet people's needs. You're supposed to be ready to distribute, to pass out things, to help people, to do things, and very willing to communicate. Verse 19 says, laying up in store for themselves. Now, that's what we're doing when we're doing all these things. We're laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold of eternal life. Well, I tell you, I want to lay hold of eternal life. I want to make sure that I have done everything that the King requires, that I have laid hold, that I've done good works, I've been rich in good works. I want to help people. I want to do what the Lord calls me to do so that I can lay hold of eternal life. Now then, in the Word of God, under these teachings, under the rewards and the things that will be laid out, there may be more of these, but I have found at least five crowns. There are five crowns that the Bible talks about that we can earn while we are here on this earth. Now, I don't know about you, but if there's five crowns that we can earn here on this earth, we need to be about God's work and God's business obtaining these crowns. We need to be doing whatever the Word of God says so we can obtain these crowns. There must be a reason to have these crowns. Let's see what the Word of God says about this in 1 Corinthians 9:25. 1 Corinthians 9:25, and it says, "And every man, now this is Christians he's talking about, every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible." Now we, of course, now when you say every man that strives for the mastery, that could be anybody, not necessarily just Christians, but it could be anyone. Like you could take, I know a lot of the people that work out for sports events. A lot of those people are not Christians, but those people strive and they work and they're diligent. They go to the gym, they go to the track, they run, they lift weights, they do everything imaginable to be perfect at what they do. And they may reap some rewards here on this earth. They may get a gold cup. They may get some kind of a reward. They may make a lot of money or whatever. But still, they do that for a crown that's going to fade away. An incorruptible, it's called. Theirs is a corruptible crown, but ours is an incorruptible crown. So you and I need to be working diligently at whatever we are doing for Christ, and we need to be doing it good and perfect. We need to be walking holy in obedience to God's word, because we will receive an incorruptible crown for doing these things for Christ. I don't know about you, but I want that crown. But I'd like to have all of these crowns. Now in 1 Corinthians 9:24, and of course somewhere along in this series we'll come to a point where we will teach you why we want to have those crowns. And I'll show you. You do not want to wind up in heaven with no crowns. You want to have some, at least one, and it would be better if you had all five. And you'll see why when we finally do get to that point. But in 1 Corinthians 9:24, he says, I'm going to read this to you in a Living Bible. This is basically the same scripture I just discussed in the King James. But in the Living Bible, it says, "In a race, everyone runs, but only one person gets first prize. So run your race to win." Whenever you go out there to win, run a race, most of the people out there go out there hoping they can be number one. And that's what they go race for. So they're wanting to win the race. It says, to win the contest, you must deny yourself many things. That's true. I mean, it's not easy to come in first in anything. But to win, you must deny yourself many things that would keep you from doing your best. An athlete goes to all this trouble just to win a blue ribbon or a silver cup. But we do it for a heavenly reward that never disappears. So I run straight to the goal with purpose in every step. I fight to win. I don't just meagerly try this. I fight to run this race to win. I'm not just shadow boxing or playing around. Like an athlete, I punish my body, treating it roughly, training it to do what it should, not what it wants to. Because if you let your body do what it wants to, it will deceive you. This body is a beast. It's a lazy critter. This thing it'll deceive you. It'll cause you to do all kinds of things wrong because it wants to overeat. It wants to oversleep. It wants to do a lot of things. It's lazy. You have to really get a hold of your body to beat it, to make it get up in the morning, make it go to church. But the more you're led by the Spirit of God, the easier it will be to overcome the flesh. You can't let the body do what it wants to do. Otherwise, I fear that after enlisting others for the race, I myself might be declared unfit and ordered to stand aside. How would you like to be one of those? That you get out there and you work diligently for Christ, and then along later in life, you get tired and say, oh, well, I'm going to quit serving him. I don't have to serve him anymore. You might be ordered to step aside. Now, in 1 Thessalonians 2:19, I want to look at this other crown. It says, for what is our hope, our joy, our crown of rejoicing? There is a crown of rejoicing. So should we be rejoicing in the Lord? Yes. We should be praising him. I mean, a lot of times when people rejoice in the Lord, you'll see some people that'll jump up and down, that'll raise their hands, that'll dance in the aisles. Those people are rejoicing. They're praising the Lord. They're worshiping the Lord. Have you ever done that? Have you ever raised your hands in church? Have you ever really sing out with your heart and tell him how much you love him and praise him? As you go through life, is the love of God, is it just beaming out of you? If it's not, it should be. Because if you're walking in this rejoicing, praising the Lord, you're obtaining a crown of rejoicing. It says, are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? Yes, you will be in his presence if you will do all these things. Now in 2 Timothy 4:8, let's look at another one of these crowns. In 2 Timothy 4:8, Paul says, henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. In other words, deeds of loving kindness. That's what righteousness means. Deeds of loving kindness. Now, to obtain this crown of righteousness, we have to be about the King's work on this earth, doing deeds of loving kindness. So if he says we will reap what we sow. So if we're doing deeds of loving kindness on this earth, there will be a reward at the judgment seat of Christ, a crown of righteousness, a crown of deeds of loving kindness that will be laid up for you, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. In other words, he himself personally will hand me that reward. And not to me only, Paul says, but unto all them that also love his appearing. Wouldn't that be wonderful? To be one of those children of God that's so on fire for God, and you walk in the state of rejoicing and praise and worship so much that when he comes, He will give you that crown of rejoicing. Wow. James chapter 1, verse 12. Let's look at this. James chapter 1, verse 12. Blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life. Now then, many of you have been tried diligently. You know, you have been tried. The devil has beat up on you. He's done all kinds of things. But the Lord says, consider all these trials and tests pure joy. Because he says in James 1:12, blessed. I mean, you want to be blessed. I do. It says, blessed is the man that endures temptation. When temptation comes to you, and it will, you don't yield to it. You don't yield to drinking, to drugs, to alcohol, to sex, adultery, fornication. You don't yield to the things of the flesh. You'll be tempted with all of them. I mean, the devil will see to it. The flesh will see to it. But the Lord says, blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. The Lord has promised the crown of life to all them that love him. Now, what he says there in the book of John, he clearly says that those that love him obey him. We hear his voice and we do what he says. He says, if you say you love me and you do not do what I tell you to do, you are a liar and the truth is not in you. So when somebody says, yes, I'm a Christian, but I don't go to church, well, you need to check out to see if you are saved or not. Because if you're saved, you'll want to go to church. You'll want to obey God's requirements. If somebody says, are you a tither? You say, oh no, I don't have enough money to tithe. Well, you're a disobedient Christian. The Lord clearly says in Matthew 23:23, we are to be tithers of our money and our time and everything else. So, all these wonderful crowns that are here, they're here for you to enjoy. You will lay up these crowns for yourself in heaven, and if you'll be obedient and serve the Lord, you will see all these great and wonderful blessings that will come upon you while you're here on earth. So if you'll do what he says, you will be magnificently blessed while you're here on this earth. These teachings can be yours free and postpaid. Call us at 940-242-2106 or contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. Remember, they're free and postpaid. Jesus is Lord.